This is a Fox News alert. The review halted. I'm Lee Silasara. A federal appeals court has reversed a judge's appointment of a special master to go through documents seized by the FBI from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. The court overturning the lower court decision to grant Trump's request for the special master to vet the records to decide if some should be kept from investigators and to bar investigators from accessing most of the records pending the review. The Senate following the House and passing a measure that will bind rail companies and workers to a proposed settlement that was reached by some unions and the rail companies in September.
The Senate vote 80-15 with Rand Paul voting present. President Biden dispatched Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg and Labor Secretary Marty Walsh to Capitol Hill. They implored pro-labor senators to back off from a push for 7 days of paid sick leave. That would have tanked the deal.
Fox's Chad Perkrone. The measure now heads to President Biden's desk for his signature. President Biden hosting French President Emmanuel Macron at the White House, making a declaration.
Today, we reaffirm that France and the United States, together with all our allies, all our NATO allies and European Union, the G7, stand as strong as ever against Russia's brutal war against Ukraine.
The president also signaled he may be willing to tweak parts of his climate legislation that have raised concerns with France and other allies. The president honoring Macron with a state dinner this evening. Supreme Court's agreed to consider President Biden's plan to cancel some student loan debt.
The Supreme Court is leaving in place a lower court's order, but justices have agreed to take up the case and have set arguments for February.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. The plan allows for borrowers earning less than $125,000 a year to have $10,000 in student debt forgiven. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
After weeks of spotting spray-painted anti-Semitic graffiti in areas around Broward County, Florida, deputies say they've arrested three suspects.
The anti-Semitic graffiti was all spotted in October, and more than a month later, Broward County Sheriff's officials said they located three juveniles they believe were responsible. Two were booked on three counts of criminal mischief, two counts of burglary, and one count of public order crime prejudice, which the sheriff's office says is a hate crime enhancement. The third teenager faces two counts of criminal mischief and burglary. The first graffiti was spotted at a golf course at a park on the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur. The second time, anti-Semitic messages were painted in the golf course bathrooms. And the third time, it was found at a park and the entrance of a nearby subdivision. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Despite a challenging economic environment, Americans are still willing to extend a helping hand.
Earlier this week, Giving Tuesday raised a record of $3.1 billion in 24 hours for charitable causes throughout the country. The event started as a hashtag back in 2012 and celebrated its 10th anniversary and its position as a staple of fundraising for nonprofits. Its CEO, Asha Curran, said that despite soaring inflation, people are still willing to give. Giving Tuesday estimated that giving increased about 15% from last year's $2.7 billion, outpacing inflation. Still, it's too early to determine whether overall giving in 2022 will stay on par with last year and 2020, when philanthropic donations surged.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. The United States 1-0 win over Iran that earned the team a berth in the knockout round of the World Cup was seen by nearly 15.5 million people on U.S. English and Spanish language broadcasts and digital streams. The three U.S. group stage matches averaged 11.7 million. That's up 10% from 2014. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.